Bringing you everything under the Disney umbrella. Network 1901.
Hey, the networkers, Shannon here. By now, you have heard a lot about the crazy talented Alex Leonis. She created all the beautiful artwork for this podcast, has been a longtime listener of Network 1901, and is one of my closest friends. We've been fangirling together about Star Wars ever since The Last Jedi came out, and I am so freaking excited to finally meet her in person at Star Wars Celebration. So without further ado, welcome to episode 5 of Lipstick and Lightsabers.
Hey, my name is Alex. My Star Wars fandom started when my dad introduced me to Star Wars A New Hope when I was 4 years old. He's also a huge Star Wars fan and an inspiration for me. He worked at the cinema when Empire Strikes Back came out, and I feel very thankful that he shared his love of movies with me. I was definitely influenced by that to pursue a career in entertainment. I was first introduced to the original trilogy with a VHS box set that was released in 1995. Soon after that, I saw The Phantom Menace in cinema with my dad. I remember my Jar Jar shirt was my favorite t-shirt ever when I was in kindergarten. I wasn't aware of the hate towards him because I loved him so much. I also had Padme Barbie, and she had a handmaiden outfit. I remember thinking Padme was definitely a fashion icon, and I even dressed up as her for Halloween when I was 6. I loved the underwater parts of Phantom Menace because I loved swimming so much. My early Star Wars memories are so hazy because I was so young, but I've loved them since first watching them. One of the things I loved and still love about Star Wars is how lived in and tangible the world is. When I watched the films, I felt truly transported to another place. I remember being really into the creatures and aliens of Jabba's palace. Boosh Leia was my favorite scene in the originals. I always loved Leia coming in to save Han, and she's been a really big inspiration to me my entire life. After Revenge of the Sith came out, my fandom got quiet for a while. I remember being very traumatized watching Padme die on screen, and I didn't return to Revenge of the Sith for a very long time after that. I was also around the age that felt self-conscious about being a girl and loving Star Wars. I definitely revisited the films during that, lull time, but I didn't watch The Clone Wars when it came out. I wish I would have seen that in cinema and gone into the show at the time. I think I definitely would have enjoyed the show, and it was at a time in my life when I was starting to get interested in pursuing animation when I left high school. In 2011, my parents and I took a quick trip to Disney World for Star Wars Weekends on the opening day of Star Tours 2.0. I got to see George Lucas on the Sorcerer's Hat stage at Hollywood Studios. It was an amazing experience, and I can't wait to experience it on steroids at Star Wars Celebration Chicago. I wouldn't say my fandom reawakened after I was at Star Wars Weekends, but my love for the franchise definitely returned. I saw different people come together to celebrate something they loved, and it inspired me to embrace it again. I saw other teenage girls like me enjoying themselves at Star Wars Weekends and thought maybe I'm not alone in this. Soon after that, the two fandoms collided and Disney acquired Lucasfilm. This was also around the time when I was exploring what I wanted to study in college. I decided to study animation. I had a very intense 3 years of animation school, which involved a lot of late nights drawing. I was in first year when I finally watched The Clone Wars. I would watch the show on a tiny dorm room TV while I was pulling late nights trying to get my assignments done. Honestly, it kept me sane and made me forget about how much pain my wrist and hand were from all the drawing I was doing. I remember really connecting to Ahsoka in those years, though I do wish I had found her sooner. Like a lot of people, The Force Awakens reawakened my fandom. I have a very small list of cinema experiences and memories that I know I'll never forget. Episode 7, opening night, was one I'll never forget. The buzz in the air, waiting for the movie to start. Han piloting the Falcon, the swell of John Williams' iconic score, and the icy snow battle on Starkiller. It was homecoming for me. Seeing the female lead that I always wanted to see in the franchise is something that I'll never forget. Rey means so much to me, and other fans as well. When the Disney acquisition content started rolling in, my dad and I were able to bond over Star Wars again. I wasn't participating in fandom yet, and he was the only one I could talk to about Rebels and Force Awakens. I didn't really have any classmates or friends who loved it as much as I did, so mine was a quiet obsession. Before The Last Jedi, I was already an avid podcast listener. Most of what I listened to was Disney Parks focused, though. I was a longtime listener of Modern Mouse Radio even before Network 1901 was formed. Shannon had recommended Sky Talkers podcast, so I listened and I loved it immediately. Now about half or more of my subscribed podcasts are Star Wars focused. I listen to them while I'm animating at work, and I find listening to people talk about what I love really blocks out what's going on around me and allows me to zone into my work. There's nothing like arriving at work on a Monday morning and seeing your full podcast queue ready for the day. The week The Last Jedi came out was when I truly began to engage in fandom. I was so shocked and in love with the movie, but no one else I knew personally was reading the film the same way I was. So when I saw Shannon also felt the same way, I reached out and we've been friends ever since. We've talked about the movie every single day since it came out, and I'm still not done talking about it. I found a community with the Raylos on Twitter. The community is an amazing and wonderful support system of incredibly talented and intelligent people. They inspire me to create and be more critical of media. Star Wars has impacted my creativity drastically. Before The Last Jedi, I wasn't drawing much. I hadn't done much drawing since I graduated and honestly felt pretty artistically drained after a day at work. And The Last Jedi inspired something inside me to make art again. It became my muse and brought back the joy in creating art. I'm usually inspired by characters I like, including Rey, Kylo, and Hera. But I also like drawing more niche characters that you don't see much fan art of, like Sayana Ree, Peekba, and Niku. Ultimately, I saw other creators drawing fan art, writing fanfic, and podcasting. I wanted to be able to contribute to the community for what the community was giving to me. Sometimes I have a drawing in my head that I just need to get out of my system, whether it's a good or bad drawing, but when I see likes or comments of people like it, it always makes me really happy. What am I looking forward to most? I'm looking forward to Star Wars Celebration the most at the moment because it's so soon, but I'm probably just as hyped for Episode 9. I'm most looking forward to meeting all my friends and go to podcast meetups. I know that regardless of how much or little I'll get to see at Star Wars Celebration, I'll have a great time because I'll be with my friends. I'm excited for the 9 panel and a Resistance panel. I love Star Wars Resistance so much. It's definitely the main focus of my fandom at the moment, and I look forward to a new episode every Sunday. I'm so happy to be a part of this podcast, and I'm so happy that I got to create artwork for it. I hope you all enjoy it. And if you want to see more of my art I make, you can give me a follow on Twitter at AlexLeonis. Thanks, and bye everyone!
You've been listening to Lipstick and Lightsabers, presented by Network 1901. This week's story was from Alex Leonis, and you can find her, like she said, at Alex Leonis. If you'd like to be a part of the show, you can send in your Star Wars story at lipsticklightsabers1901@gmail.com. I'd like to give a special thank you to our patrons for making this show happen, and if you want to reach out to us, you can find the network at Network 1901, and myself, at McCarter Shannon. I'll see you guys next time. Bye!